K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University on a Sunday. Hey, happy Mother's Day, K-State Nation, to all the K-State moms out there who are celebrating this holiday weekend, whether that's in Manhattan, Kansas, or outside the Midwest. Hope y'all mothers have a great Mother's Day. Obviously, happy Mother's Day to my mother as well there, and blessed that I'm able to spend this time with her as well. K-State baseball. Well, okay, for y'all moms out there, hopefully K-State can take the series later on this afternoon. The matinee, the finale, the home finale, the official home finale for K-State baseball goes down in a few hours. I'm recording this early in the morning before heading out to my Sunday long run here, getting that knocked out of the way before it gets too hot. West Virginia responded after a heartbreaking, blowing a 5-run lead late in game one. And you wonder how they respond, right? Well, West Virginia throttles K-State yesterday afternoon in 20th Famous Stadium in game two there. Got off to a fast start to even up this series. Ten to 3 yesterday in 20th Famous Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas there as well. K-State actually had the lead early, and then it was West Virginia time there. The Big 12 leaders coming in this weekend responded, and they did not look back. To jump the gun a little bit, it was 3-2 K-State after two innings, and after that, a huge fourth inning by West Virginia took the momentum away, and they carried that through the rest of this ball game there. As we are looking at now for K-State baseball, and what I said on the postcast yesterday and going back through all week on this podcast saying, look, all these games are big for K-State, right? All these games are big for K-State. K-State couldn't afford to lose these games. Well, now, me and Alex talked about on the recent edition of the Podbean app, Alex said, you need to take 2 of 3, right? Well, this is your chance right here. This is setting up to be that, just like that, here for K-State. If they're going to do it, they're going to need to win this game. Had an opportunity to take care of that business yesterday, and they did not do that, especially taking the lead. They're responding when West Virginia responded in the second inning to tie the game. To take the lead 2-1. K-State responded with 2 in the bottom of the second, and West Virginia just said, we're not playing the round. And then they took it on from there on. Pete Hughes, after the loss, 7-run loss last night against West Virginia, quote, baseball games can be determined during any inning of the 9 being played. It can be late, like last night, or it can be early stages, like today. I actually added some in there. She said that quote last night. Quote, today, we lost the game early. West Virginia proved to be more efficient with the bases loaded that side of the game. Yeah. Good team. You have good teams. When the good teams have you on the ropes like that, yeah. So, K-State's a good baseball team. They've shown us all year long that they can play with the best. Alex said the same thing on the Podbean app this week, right? Bonus content on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER, number 3 EDID, possibly best podcast. Go over there, listen to the latest episode. Me and him will be back together tomorrow night. That's the plan. That is the plan. So everything's planned out for tomorrow night. We'll see how that responds with everything else, working everything else like that. But that is the plan for right now. Myself and Alex Aiden, I'm really trying to get this rolling every Monday with Alex Aiden over the Podbean app. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, when good team, we have an advantage like that. And we've seen K-State on the flip side of that this year blow opportunities like that. West Virginia cashed in yesterday. And now K-State now has to rely on the rubber match of the series. You had a chance to win a 7th series this year in the conference. Now you gotta wait on 1 o'clock to come around to see what type of response they get. This is the last home game, so hopefully K-State moms out there, I mean, other than spending time with your loved ones, which is number one, number two, hopefully y'all, the Batcats can get a win for y'all and get this big series win. This will be huge for K. Like I said, this is going to be huge for K State to get it there as well. It's already been an early Mother's Day present already for the K State mom fan out there, with the women's golf team going, advancing early this week to the national championship. That podcast's out now. Episode's out now. Wherever you get your podcast, I'm not going to say any more than that, because we're trying to stay on track with baseball for a couple of minutes here on the show. But back into the box score from yesterday's 10-3 loss. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, K-State Nation, to all the moms out there. Sunday, May 11th, 2025. Yeah, West Virginia, that inning right here. 6-run, fourth inning, decided the game right there. K-State, you had a 1-run advantage. And West Virginia saw the bank, and the bank was open from there. Two more for West Virginia in the sixth. That was it. And K-State, y'all did not score again after the second inning of this game. Michael Gavedo suffers the second loss of the year, going to 6-2. Ben McDougal picking up his first win late here in 2025 there. Back at McQuaid real quick. Did not last long. Did not last past the fourth inning of the game. And like the night before, Pete Hughes only used two pitchers, Jarrett Frost and, damn it, I can't think of the other person who was, I think it was Blake Dean. Either he or J.J. Slack, I want to say Blake Dean, who went, but that opened up the floodgates to use the bullpen a little bit. Tanner Duke was not credited with an out. This one, Adam Arthur, Taswell Butler, and Dante Lewis. Pitching for the first time in quite a while for K-State. Rounding out the K-State order on the pitching side. Chase Meyer went 4 1/3 for West Virginia. 3 hits, 3 runs. Those are all earned. 6 walks, 6 batters. Circle that. Circle that number. How do you get away with 6 walks and win this ballgame? K-State did not take advantage of that. Wild for Meyer. 4 strikeouts, but McDougal cleaned up for West Virginia and took them the rest of the way for them. So West Virginia's turn to use two pitchers there in this game. And K-State, they did not hit a home run in this ball game. Just to spoil that news there as well. Shantiro, my guy, hitless in this ball game. Yeah, Shantiro's been in the leadoff spot for quite a while now for Pete Hughes' team. Pete Hughes, the manager, the head coach of this K-State baseball team. Now, I mean, here, let's see. Maxis Martin had a hit. And David Bishop had a hit as well. Keegan O'Connor, once again, who's been a star of the series. 2 more hits for Keegan O'Connor. And that was it for Kansas State there as well in this ball game here. West Virginia, 10 runs, 10 hits, and an error. Keegan O'Connor had 2 of those hits. And I just said who got their other ones. 2 of the 4 hits. K-State didn't do nothing. 3 runs, 4 hits. No errors there. For Kansas State baseball as they lose by 7 runs. West Virginia responds in a monumentous way, 10-3, and now we've got to wait here for a few hours to see if K-State can deliver here and get the series win after having a golden opportunity yesterday to take the series away from the Big 12 leaders in West Virginia. They did not do that in West Virginia. Oh, by the way, win number 40 for the West Virginia Mountaineers here in 2025. On the flip side of that, Kansas State suffers a 21st loss overall of the year. 29-21 for Kansas State baseball. 15-11 in the conference there. As they will now wait for the rematch of the series there. It will be officially Senior Day. Oh, by the way, so speaking, we have everything going on back there in Manhattan, Kansas today. Obviously, with Mother's Day and celebrated around the country. You have Senior Day back in Manhattan, Kansas for the K-State baseball team. They will be honored prior to the first pitch of this game. So a lot online for Kansas State baseball there. And Keegan O'Connor, now his hitting streak, it seems like it should be longer than that. Look at this number. Keegan O'Connor, hitting streak at 11 for Keegan. I feel like it should be longer than that. The way he's been hitting, maybe it's been the games or something like that. Maybe, because we have covered K-State baseball obviously since the beginning of this podcast. We cover all things K-State sports, Pearl Project Podcast, Eddie Greer III for a minute or two left here before we get on with our Mother's Day weekend here in Midwest Kansas City. But anyways, yeah, man, So this is going to be critical. Look, all these games are big for K-State for one, obviously. There's well in, obviously, let me back up for, I just saw this here real quick. 8 of the Mountaineers' 10 runs yesterday in game 2 of the series came with 2 out. That's clutch hitting right there. 6 for 15 with 2 outs. That's how good, that's how West Virginia is 40-9. 40 wins and 9 losses this year. That's how good teams beat opponents, whether they're good, mediocre, or they suck. Right? So that's one way to put it like that. So I don't know if Cincinnati won or lost yesterday, but we will check the standings tomorrow when we record, when we come back to this series, recap the series and all that. So we're going to save that for the finale of the postcast. Well, not the home finale for the podcast on tomorrow morning's recording there as well. But if anything else breaks during this Mother's Day as well, we will also record it as well. But K-State, the final home game in 2025 for K-State baseball, goes down later on early this afternoon around 1 o'clock. When I come back from the run, I'll post it. I'm gonna post it right now. I'm gonna go out and take a run in this nice cool weather here on this Sunday morning, and then come back, post it, and we're gonna be ready to rock and roll. K-State needs to be ready to rock and roll if they're gonna take this series away from West Virginia. By the way, West Virginia, 12th ranked in the country, came into the series, came into Manhattan, Kansas, as the leaders of the conference, and K-State will look to upset them, take the series, which will be huge there as well. Me and Alex talked about that on the recording over the Podbean app. So we'll see what happens there after this 10-3 loss by K-State in game 2 yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily. We're on a chance to record K-State content. Moms out there, it's your first time listening, particularly since, hey, it's Mother's Day. Moms, K-State moms, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content daily, including the weekends. Yes, including weekend content as well. We've been super consistent since the very, very beginning of this podcast. Y'all be first to know about it. I mentioned the Podbean app several times in this episode. Again, Greer3, Eddie's podcast, GRIR, number 3, EDID, Apostle's podcast, for more bonus coverage of the Pearl Project podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden, we plan to get together. At least the plan tomorrow night to get back, since it's Monday, get back. And we'll talk about the series and maybe we'll continue or get into our still conversations with football, as football is going to be the main topic here in a couple of weeks. Soon as women's golf, track and field, and all the rest of spring sports get completed. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Roommate, another K-State mom, another friend, alumni, Purple Project. I don't know why I stopped. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. West Virginia, 10. Kansas State, 3 in game 2 yesterday. K-State looks to return the favor here in the home finale at Toyota Family Stadium. It's 12th-ranked West Virginia later on this afternoon at 1 o'clock-ish. This podcast will go up in a couple hours prior to that, so be out on the lookout for that. Alex Aiden out there in Santa Ana, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.